guys, so we're doing a double header today.
We are.
Which usually means Ashley brings a snack.
Oh my God.
What? So last time we did this, she cracks open hard-boiled eggs, and I literally wanted to die.
Last time what we did this, that was like a year ago.
Okay, last time this happened.
Literally a year ago.
What is the worst, if you are stuck in a small room, what is the worst food that someone could just crack out and start chomping on? Do you want to tell everyone?
I had tuna salad.
I'm struggling. My eyes are watering. You couldn't have picked like toast.
Leave me and my food preferences alone, Taryn. Don't food shame me.
Peanut butter bar.
Don't do it.
A banana.
Don't do it.
Don't.
Some blueberries.
Do it. Don't.
Nothing.
Do it.
Tuna.
You. I'll kill you. I'm trying to eat clean this week.
Mark, turn on the air.
Oh my God.
I live to embarrass Ashley.
I have been eating horribly the last 2 weeks, and I am determined to eat clean this week, hence tuna salad. But also, it was like by itself, no mayonnaise, no nothing. No,
yeah.
It had lemon juice on it.
First when you opened it, I was like, oh, it's not so bad. And then like 2 seconds later, like it wafted over
here. It reached over and smacked you in the face.
And I was like, help. Send help. Anyways, hello, everyone.
Hi.
Welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
You mad at me, Ash?
Yeah, this is supposed to be a safe place. And I feel attacked. So
I feel attacked.
No,
I feel
attacked.
My
don't
sense,
take this away from me.
My sense of smell feels personally.
This is my time to shine.
Attacked.
No.
Might as well have slapped me in the face with a fish.
Taryn hates fish.
I do hate fish. What's up, everyone? So we are
fighting.
Finish my sentence. We are
hatred.
I'll kill you.
We are getting close to the holidays. This is where I thrive. Mm. Like the Halloween season.
I'm sad Halloween's over.
Into New Year's. Like there is no better time.
Yeah.
Like I love summer. I love what comes with summer. Mm-hmm. But this is by far. This is the top.
This is Taryn's season.
Yes, I thrive. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited. I'm already listening to Christmas music.
Are you?
Yeah.
I haven't started yet.
Not
I haven't
like,
dipped into it.
Not religiously. Like when after Thanksgiving, that's all I listen to. Mm-hmm. I'm just kind of like sprinkling
for
in
sure,
a couple.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm thriving. I'm happy.
I'm excited for, I'm just excited for all the food. It's around this time I start gaining weight and I'm cool with it because it's part of life, you know?
Yeah.
How the
More
cookie crumbles.
For the pushing.
Exactly.
Gotta have something to grab onto.
Exactly.
What if handrails were just toothpicks? You would die. You need some thickness.
What?
I'm just trying to save lives with my rolls, okay?
Where are you going?
I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Anyways, welcome. I think I've said welcome to the podcast like 3 times.
This is Unsolicited Advice. I'm Ashley.
I'm Taryn.
And we're here to advise you. You might not want to take it, though.
No, honestly.
It might be the worst advice you ever heard.
Everyone's listening to us and is like, and we're supposed to listen to you.
And I would.
Because I.
Yeah. And know what?
Anyways.
That's why we're in the comedy category.
Yeah, we are.
Do not take our advice.
I will never forget when... So, I mean, we've told this story so many times.
Have we? I have no idea where we're going with this.
Well, wait, Ash.
Go.
Okay, so our first time recording, it's so funny the difference between, like, where you thrive and where I thrive.
Uh-huh.
Like, our cover shoot, photo shoot, I struggled that entire day. I was, like, so uncomfortable because I was, like, so just, like, I had never done, like, a big photo shoot like that.
I've never, can I say something? Can I interrupt?
Did you hear? I was like,
as she was taking the breath, I was like, I have never.
Okay.
It's rare for me to have like a full vision for something. I knew exactly what our cover photo was going to look like.
Did.
I knew it. I'm pointing at it as I'm looking at it. I was like, we're going to wear orange suits. It's going to be like this blue turquoise background and it's going to look sick. Because why? because orange and blue are complementary colors. Yeah. I knew it was going to pop.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just remember loving it.
Yeah. Being so and not to take this to a dark place, but it is what it is. So like, if you look at the photos, I'm so much skinnier than I am now, but I was so insecure that day. Like, I literally almost cried like 50 times because I felt so disgusting, like, compared to you. And then with all the cameras and with all the people, and like, it was like, okay, put this on, like, change. Like, just, it was so much for like a time where I was mentally and physically just like struggling. Which is so funny because now, like, if today, because I've done so much work, I've gone to therapy, I'm like so much better. And any of you who have like listened to us for a while or like followed anything of mine know that like I'm in this journey, right? I'm so much more like, I would have killed that photo shoot. I would have made that photo shoot my B word. Bitch. And I would have like thrived.
Yeah.
But I was in such a bad place then that that day was my nightmare. And then it was funny.
I didn't know that.
I know. I don't think I was really even aware of like what was going on within me to like express it.
Told me that you were like overwhelmed, but you didn't tell me.
If I would have said anything, I would have lost it. So I was just trying to like keep it together.
Well,
but then
that was years ago. You still hadn't told me till now.
I don't know. I forgot. It's fine. But then the first episode, like, that had to do with, like, my personality and talking. So I was like, where's the mic at? Like, and you were nervous.
Yeah.
So it's just funny how we, like, counterbalance each other for that. Why am I talking about this?
I don't.
Oh, I was going to say. Okay. So when we came in, I was excited. You were kind of nervous. We were like, this is new. It's so exciting. And then we got told that Mark, who is our producer, was really hard to make laugh. So then that was like, challenge accepted. And then he thought we were really funny, and which was like, that's my crack, right? Like, if someone thinks I'm funny, I'm like, haha. So then when our like bio came out of our show and it said comedians Ashley and Taryn, I was like,
I had no idea where we were going.
I'm sorry.
Until just now. I forgot we mentioned comedy.
Yeah. It took me a while, yeah. But I'm back.
You really
back.
Went full circle, personal story, back to Mark, and then here
but it
we
was,
are.
I feel like it was all, it's
no,
all relevant.
No, it was necessary. The details made the story.
So that was written when I really felt like I like came to like just an accomplishment in my life.
Yeah.
Like, I was called a comedian. Not by myself, by someone else. You know what I mean?
You were told, yeah.
So anyways, we're funny, listen to us, whatever. I don't even know where this all came from. on to our tearing it up. Do you want to explain it?
Praise Jesus. We have a funny segment where you guys send in specifically funny stories for us to read out loud / laugh at. And, you know, it's not laughing at you. It really is laughing with you, as if we were in the situation with you. Also, in a weird like turn of events, even though we're in the comedy section, a lot of times we talk about serious stuff. So yeah. The tearing it up has been really helpful to like kind of like, you know, ease it up.
Yeah.
We used to put it in between the stories.
We did.
Yeah. When did that change?
I don't know.
Huh. What
interesting. Okay. Hi, Ashley and Taryn. My name is Emily.
Hi, Emily.
I am sending you a pretty embarrassing tearing it up story with about a double whammy that got me suspended in seventh grade.
Okay.
Were you ever suspended?
No, I was a very good kid.
I don't think I ever got
I got detention like twice and I cried. Yeah.
Yeah. And my dad was my principal.
Well.
And he called me in the office and he said, we'll talk about this when we get home. And I was like, I'd rather us just talk about it. And he was like, we'll talk about it. No. And then
I'd rather be in a public setting.
I was like, Dad, I'd rather if we just.
Can we just do this now? I don't want to sit here and think about it all
terrifying.
Day. That's
terrifying.
The worst. That is torture.
It was torture. He's smart. He knew what he was doing. As I'm like staring at my baby photo, like up on the wall, I was like, I don't want to be here.
Remember, you love me.
Okay. I was hanging out with a few friends in gym class. It was the last period of the day and it was raining outside, so we got to just play in the gym. I was practicing my cursive handwriting, and then she put, remember when that was a thing? It's like not a thing anymore.
Oh, it's a waste of time. Dude with a sign, if you don't follow dude with a sign, you 100% should.
Yeah, it's funny.
He posted a photo the other day, and on his sign, it was like, I learned cursive for no reason. And I was like, yeah,
it is very true.
You know what? I learned calligraphy.
Oh, I never. I wish I would've.
I literally had a calligraphy class that I had to take.
That's cool, though. Like, I still will, like, flex with my cursive on, like, cards or, like, when I'm writing something
nice. Sure,
sure. It's beautiful. I don't know why it's not a thing anymore, though.
Oh, it's gorgeous. But, oh, also, I don't know her name. I can't shout her out. But there's a woman on TikTok who all her videos are beautiful cursive writing to beautiful music with, like, a, like, pen.
I love it.
Like, a feather pen, like a dip pen. Mm-hmm. And it's gorgeous, and it gives me all the good feelings.
I feel like I wouldn't have to know anything else about a person if they use a feather dipped in ink pen. Mm-hmm. I would be like, you have your life together.
Yeah, it wasn't a feather. It was the, like, metal point, you know, so, the pens that, yeah.
Like, you have your
it's
life
a dip
together.
Pen. I'm sure, I know there's a proper name that I don't have on me.
A quill.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, and my friends complimented how pretty it was. They loved it so much, they asked me to write all of our names on the wooden benches inside the gymnasium.
Ooh.
Thievery. Or no, what is it called? Vandalism.
Vandalism.
Oh my God, Ashley.
What?
I'm so sorry. This episode is all about me and my own story.
She really is taking off.
Okay. So I've had, do you ever, like, get these weird things where you're like, I have always wanted to, like, see something. I'm not doing a good job of setting this up. But, okay, for me, I always see graffiti everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. But have you ever really seen someone graffiti?
No. Because it happens in the pitch black of night.
No. Guess what time it was?
Noon.
No. It was like, 8 p.m. and, like, still kind of, like, the lighting was, like, dim.
Yeah.
And he looked like he was, like, 13, and he was just standing on the side of the freeway.
What?
Just graffitiing.
The freeway?
A cop just drove right past and just went. Just kept going.
My God.
But I was like, wow. Like, I found my, you know.
I have never seen someone graffiti.
I know. It was a really cool moment for me.
Oh, wow. I didn't start driving around at night.
8 o'clock. We're like, we're
8 p.m.
Okay. She's going to write their names in the gymnasium. She says, I was flattered, so I thought, why not? So I did, in a huge, fat, black Sharpie. To my surprise, the dean of students was watching me the entire time. I noticed him standing up and walking towards me. Mind you, my brother and I are 18 months apart, so he was also at this school, and he was a troublemaker. So the dean knew who I was because of our last name, because it was unique. To avoid getting in trouble, I, you know, started running up the wooden bleacher steps to try to find somewhere to hide. It's so funny because bleachers, like, where are you going to hide?
I know. Yeah.
Like,
it's like those movies when they're, like, just running down.
But when you're in seventh grade, you're, like,
down
still
to the dead
young,
end, and
you know?
You're like, but that's a dead end.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
My journey ended very shortly after my foot slipped, you know, wet shoes, raining outside, you get it. And I hit my crotch bone on the outside of the bleacher.
No.
Dude, have you done that before?
Yeah, that hurts.
I slipped on like poles one time, like my feet slipped and I, like, saddled it. I literally thought I was, like, broken.
Yeah.
It was the worst pain.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Like, a crotch injury wasn't enough to balance out the vandalism. I ultimately got caught and was suspended for 3 days. Thankfully, I had 3 days to heal, but my mom was pissed and also grounded me. I'm a mom now to a beautiful baby boy, and if something like this happened to him, I'd let the crotch injury be the punishment. That's so true. Anyway, I love your podcast. The spooky series was amazing this year. Always a listener, always a friend. Emily. Isn't that?
That's nuts. Wow. That's really good.
And then here's some pictures of her and her husband.
Oh my God. Your baby.
So cute.
Little peanut.
Dang, that's rough.
That is wild.
I bet that was a really fun circumstance to, like, watch happen, though.
Oh, absolutely. If I was a friend, I would just, sit back, relax.
Emily, run. He's coming.
Taryn.
What?
Can you talk about your Harry Potter? Can you talk about your Harry Potter video? Guys, Taryn, this was a while ago, but Taryn has a really great Harry Potter impersonation between, like, Ron, Hermione, and Harry Potter. And she, you're going to post it, right?
On, yeah.
Are you posted
we'll
it on
post
Instagram?
It. It's the, okay, so I don't remember her name. There's this girl on TikTok who does like Harry Potter reenactments.
Yeah.
She did the chess scene and I was like dying. So I've been trying to like memorize the whole thing. And I finally, like last night I was dressed, or on Halloween I was dressed as a Gryffindor fan. Mm-hmm. Like literally like.
A fan of Gryffindor.
Quidditch. Like I'm at the game, I'm cheering for Gryffindor.
Yeah.
That was my costume. So since I was already in Harry Potter getup, I was like, I might as well just do it.
Yeah.
And so I did it. And it was great. And
you should give them a glimpse.
No, it's so loud. It's so loud.
Just like the first couple lines. Please, please, Taryn, please.
I'm embarrassed.
No, you should have. We've all seen the video. You should just get into character. And
okay,
then just,
okay, okay.
Just the first couple. Guys, you guys are not ready. This is so good.
I'm just imagining.
This is so good.
I'm imagining someone in their car, like, stopped at a stoplight, and then the person next to them is hearing this coming over the speaker.
Please do it.
Hold on.
Get into your...
I'm in character.
Get into zone. Okay. Step into who you are meant to be.
I'm ready. I'm ready. Okay. Once I make my move, then you're free to check the king. No. Ron, no. What is it?
Should I keep going?
He's going to sacrifice himself. No, you can't. Do you want to stop Snape from getting that stone or not? Harry, it's you that has to go on. I know it. Not me. Not Hermione. Yo.
These are the things I do with my free time.
It's so good.
Can you
though.
Just picture me in my bed, like, Googling the script?
Oh, my God.
Anyways, special talent, party Oof, trick.
Wow, what a treat for us and our listeners.
Next week, maybe I'll do Voldemort. Oh. Just kidding.
I would please.
Move on. Let's move on. Anyways.
Anyways, we're here to advise you guys on
your 17 minutes in.
Your life situations. Wow, we really took a long time.
Yeah.
This always happens whenever we record two episodes.
Yeah, we get goofy.
The second episode is always weird. It's always so weird.
Yeah.
But like in a good way.
Yeah, in the best way. Yeah. Yeah.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn
and Ashley
from Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com.
Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and read my story. This one's titled "Am I the Drama?"
Yes,
and it's a shorty, which is nice.
Oh, mine's
lots of time to discuss.
Okay,
let's get into it. Dear Ashley and Taryn, first of all, I'd like to tell you how much I enjoy listening to the podcast. It has been a good way for me to relax or unwind in the evenings, and sometimes it keeps me entertained when I'm doing my least favorite subjects work. I'd like to remain anonymous, but for your sake, here's my name. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
On to the dilemma. Bum, bum, bum. We all know how hard COVID has made our lives, but oh boy, has it shook mine. To give you a background, I am a person who really cares about the people who are in my friendship circle, so I tend to drag friendships that I have already sunk.
Drag friendships. Oh, like...
I
the friendship's basically over, but you're trying to make it work.
Yeah. I have lost almost all of my friends these last 2 years, and I'm beginning to wonder if I'm the drama. One friend just stopped bothering. The other got new friends and never put in any effort. And you get the gist. I have communicated with them and told them how I'm feeling and that I would like to work on our friendship. But for some reason, that drove them away one after the other. What should I do? Should I try to rekindle the friendships or should I leave them sunk? And if that's the case, how do I make new friends and how do I not drive them away? Oh, and the other thing, two of them, let's call them Paige and Maya, lost parents. Maya lost her dad and Paige lost her mom. And I keep asking myself if I should be a friend or not since we're technically no longer friends. In case you're wondering, of course I've reached out, but since we aren't really friends anymore, I feel like an outsider. I feel like I wasn't there for them when they needed someone there. Did I make a mistake not being there for them? I'm really sorry for this email being so long and all over the place. Sincerely, Anonymous. First of all, it was not long.
Yeah.
It was very short. And I don't think it was all over the place at all. I do think this is just one of the other things that COVID has done is it's put a lot of people, even friendships, in like rocky situations.
Yeah.
Something that's happened, which we were talking about in our last episode, was like everyone was depressed and we just weren't prioritizing friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
For a long period. Like Taryn and I lived together. So that was a little different, but there were so many friends that I didn't see and I didn't talk to for months. And I, you know, they would check in every once in a while or I would check in every once in a while. But it does put you in a weird place with knowing where you stand in that relationship. COVID was really good at kind of sifting out who like the real friends are, who the fake friends are. But that does... I do understand like feeling like that could possibly be you. But that's hard.
Yeah.
That's hard.
I have so a couple of thoughts that came to my head. One was in regards to what you're saying. I don't know why, like and I know that this is something that is definitely like I think a gift I have. Like I feel like I'm really good at just like saying and mentioning the awkward things that people are like scared to say.
Oh, you're great at it.
But I think because part of me, like I sit back and I'm like, why is it weird to say these things or talk about it? Like for me, if I'm you and I'm looking at this pattern, I'm like, okay, bro, like I had all these friends and then within all this time, like they just like are not here. And if you're like, is this me? Like, am I doing something? Like, I would straight up just reach out and just be like, hey, I mean, obviously, like, I feel like the distance, things like aren't the same. But like, we were so close, like you were someone who was so important to me. Like, can I just act like, can we just talk about like, I would love to know what happened. Like, did I do something?
Yeah.
Is our lives just going in different areas? Like, I just would love to know. Because for me, I'm sitting here like, what just happened? Mm-hmm. And I feel like people are so afraid to, like, talk about it. Even with guys. Like, I'm very, like, blunt and I'll just be like, hi, like, where did you go? Like, did I miss something? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think it does put people in uncomfortable situations because nobody wants to own up to, like, what they're doing and why. But for you, like, I feel like that would be freeing to at least, like, have said something so you could leave being like, okay, well, I tried to like talk about it, like I tried to try to make things better, and at the end of the day you can't force someone to love you. Like, that's humiliating. And I've been in that situation where I'm like begging people to give me attention, and that does so much damage to you. So I feel like at the end of the day, if your friends aren't willing to be there for you and like love you the way you need, then like it's probably it's probably best that like you move on. But if like you're sitting there and you're like, is something going on that like I'm not aware of, like say something.
Yeah. And I'm gonna come at this from the exact opposite side. I hate confrontation. I don't know how to have those kinds of conversations. I hate being in a vulnerable position and I hate making a situation awkward.
Yeah.
So all that's really hard for me. But I'm going to agree with Taryn, if you're not friends already,
what's there to lose?
Like, if this is going to help you in making friendships in the future, then I say shake it off.
Yeah.
Go to them in person or send a text or call or whatever is easiest and most comfortable for you. And just simply ask. Just be like, hey, like, I realize we our friendship kind of died. Like, mm-hmm. I would love to know if I did anything. Mm-hmm. Did I rub you the wrong way?
Yeah.
Was I annoying to you? Was I too clingy? Was I not around enough? Like, what, paint a picture of what it was like to be a friend with me, because I'm worried I'm doing something. And I think a genuine person would be like, oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Actually, you kind of sucked as a friend. Like, you did this, mm-hmm. this, and this. I don't think you're a horrible person, but like, friendship wise, it wasn't great. Or they'd be like, no, you were great. It's just, or you are great. Yeah. I just don't consider you like a super close
Lives
friend.
Are different.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think if you word it in a very non aggressive and very just like, hey, I'm trying to work on myself. Can you help me? I feel like anyone would be like, dude, for sure. Like, here's how it is.
I mean, worst case, they ignore you and you don't have an answer, which you already don't.
Right. So, like, but you don't even talk to them. So like, that's where I'm coming from is I'm like, normally I would say that's really hard and let's be easy on her. But if you're not friends with them really anymore, then you're not losing anything. So you might as well at least try to better yourself and learn about what you can improve in the future.
Yeah. The other thing that kind of stuck out to me is just what she was talking to at the end about being there for her friends whose parents have passed. That actually is, it's interesting because I recently, why can't I talk? I'm like slurring my words.
It's our second episode.
I recently had a friendship that kind of like dwindled away and like we hadn't been friends for years. And her dad passed away and I reached out and just through like, just because of like the timing, we had both grown. Like, I think because she was like, I loved that you knew my dad, you knew my family. So like we were able to just kind of rekindle and honestly now have like a stronger friendship than we even had in the past. And what I will say is I think it's fine to reach out for someone you love and to be there for them no matter what's going on, because in those specific circumstances, it's not about you.
Yeah.
It's being there for someone. Now, on the flip side, if they are not wanting sympathy from you and they're not wanting, like, if you reach out and you're like, hey, like, I'd love to just, like, be here for you. Like, can we get coffee? Like, is there anything I could do? And they're like, oh, thank you, but we're good. Then that is not the time to try to rekindle a friendship because, again, it's not about you.
Yeah.
Like, if I would have reached out to my friend, when I reached out, it was like, hey, literally, you don't have to respond. I just want you to know, like, I'm so sorry. And like, if you need anything, and then it kind of like snowballed into something. But I don't think, if you said you reached out, like maybe check in again and offer like, hey, like I would love to get together. And like, if you'd like, but if they don't want to, this time is just, it's about them and you need to respect that. So I feel like those are kind of separate.
Yeah. Situations. I think what you would need to do either way is because you guys aren't friends anymore, I would just keep the bar really low. I would not set very high expectations. I would do what you need to do. I would reach out. I would word it the way Taryn did. But I wouldn't expect a response, or I would expect them to not be interested in anything. If something good comes out of it where you are able to have a connection, even if it's a brief one, then that's amazing.
Yeah.
But if not, at least they know that you're thinking about them.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be something even where you even get together or do anything for her or them. You can just say, hey, you've been on my heart.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to reach out and let you know if you need anything, I'm here. That sometimes even means more to me personally because, I don't know. I think when people go out of their way to let you know that they've been thinking about you, I just think that's a very like special and intimate way to say like, hey, I'm here and whatever you need, like I got you. And that specifically, it just means the world to me.
Yeah, well,
without making a big deal or
then it's even about
hinting,
them.
Even hinting at a friendship or you getting anything out of it. It's fully you giving to them, and I think there's something very beautiful in that. So I think if you word it the way Taryn said, and set your expectations low, you can walk out of this okay. You know, and then they'll know at least that was very sweet of her to like reach out. You know.
Oh, fully. But yeah, I mean, friendship is really hard. Mm-hmm. Like,
especially during all the COVID stuff.
Yeah. It's and been then, hard. You know, different chapters in life, people have different priorities. It's easy to feel like forgotten.
People change.
Yeah. So I think, I mean, I would put effort into finding friends, like, for where you're at now, and get some clarification. Mm-hmm. But I think, like, I mean, being a friend is, it's really a simple thing, but I think it just gets complicated because we naturally, I think as humans, can get so wrapped up in ourselves that we don't, like, think about others. So it's just making sure that you take that time to be intentional and looking for, like, what your friends need and providing them with what they need, even if it's not what you need. So I think, like, if you look back at your friendships and you're like, okay, was I there for them? Was I supportive of them? Was I, you know, investing in their life and asking them questions about their life? Like, there, it's like, it really is a simple thing. But with humans, like, you have people that have different needs and different feelings. So you could have been giving them love in the way that you give love, but maybe they needed it different. So that's why I think just that clarifying question of, like, hey,
yeah,
was there something that happened that I just wasn't mm-hmm. aware of is going to be helpful for you.
Yeah. And again, any good human being would yeah. say, okay, yeah,
yeah.
Let me spell it out for you.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to walk away with a lot of insight
yes.
into what went yes. down.
Yes.
And I'm excited for you. Also, I think it's really cool that you are trying to better yourself in this way mm-hmm. before entering into, like, more friendships.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people think that way, let alone, like even view themselves as possibly the cause or the reason. So I think you have a really cool, like, view on yeah. this, and I think that's really awesome. And I think anyone who is constantly trying to better themselves, like, they're usually the best type of people
yeah.
because they're just super healthy, very open, and you sound amazing. So
yeah,
I'm excited for all the future friendships that are coming your way, and I'm excited for yes. you to get insight on some of your past ones. And thank you for writing in.
Yes, amazing.
Dude, COVID and friendships.
The worst. COVID is just the worst in
COVID
general.
And friendship.
COVID can suck it. Okay. Let's move on to mine. And it is just titled Discouraged.
Oof.
Which, like, I felt that.
Sometimes those one like, word.
I don't even know what to title
different.
This.
Yeah.
I'm just done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Okay. Hi, ladies. So, kind of a long story, but I'll try to keep it short. I haven't had a real boyfriend in about 7 years. That relationship should not have even happened. He cheated, and I found the naked pics from the girl on his phone.
My God.
That is my nightmare. Like, whoever I date, I'm just going to have a very clear conversation. I'm like, bro, if you are done with me, like, that's totally fine. But can you just leave me? Like, just yeah. leave me, like, dump me.
Don't drag me along in your mess.
It can be harsh. It can literally be like, hi, I'm done with you. Don't cheat on me. Like, don't bring those insecurities Ooh, into yeah. me. I already have enough.
I was a very nosy passenger on a flight once. Mm-hmm.
I felt that.
And there was a guy sitting in front of me who was actually a celebrity. I've seen him before. He's not a huge one, but we can bleep this out. It was the guy, the...
Oh, no way.
Yes. He was sitting in front of me and kind of... I was on the side and he was in the... I was in the middle. He was on the aisle seat and I could see perfectly his phone. Like, and it was one of those
wow.
one of those flights when I was, like, not into the movie, so I was, like, listening to, like,
just
music
nosy.
And I was just vibing
Snoopy.
You know, I was, like, sitting in my seat vibing and minding my own business, and, like, I happen to see, you know, there's the gap in between the chairs and sometimes things just perfectly align, and he had his arm rested on the armrest and had his phone out and I could perfectly see his screen, and I start reading what's being said. His girlfriend is going off on him, and I'm like, what happened? What'd he do? Next thing I know, I'm like leaning closer and I have my arms, like, on the, like,
You're
table,
like, sleeping on the table with your
yeah.
eyes, yeah,
and my eyes are, like, super bug-eyed and like staring at this phone. I was like, if he turned around right now, he would 100% know what I'm doing. And within like 5 minutes of their conversation, she finally sends like a, well, then who's this? And sends a nude picture of another girl. And I was sitting back there like, oh my God. Like, it was the most dramatic thing. And this guy has no idea that I know about it. But we got off the flight and I was just like, damn.
You're like, you got some work to
you
do.
You are in trouble.
There's this
I hope she dumps
TikTok
your ass.
I saw where it was a plane coming to land. Uh-huh. And then it was like text. And it was the pilot and it texted, hey, honey, just about to land. Can't wait to see you. And then it was the wife and they said, amazing, who's Brittany? And then the plane goes, it goes back. Dude, I was dying. I'll try to find it so we can post it, but it was
amazing.
It was hilarious.
Who's Brittany? Yeah.
He's like, skirt. Anyways, all this to say, don't cheat.
Don't do it. Just, and if you do, don't just say it. Just leave.
Yeah. Also, just it's way it, better for you to say it than you to get caught. Those are two different things.
Just come out and say it. Don't play games.
Let's.
No one has time for that.
We don't.
It's ridiculous.
Nah. Okay. So anyways, moving on. I have dated plenty of people since then. What's that like? But nothing has lasted more than a few months. 2 years ago, I met this guy on Bumble that I really ended up liking. I truly thought this was it. It was the real deal, and he acted the same way. After only a couple of weeks of dating, we both kept saying how we both felt like we've known each other for so much longer. Then after 2 months exactly, he ended it saying he just didn't think he liked me as much as I liked him. I hate those, like out of nowhere. I'm like, then why did you say all the things? Why did you act the way?
Yeah.
Like, just act chill, bro.
Yeah.
Don't give me any hope.
Yeah.
Then you can just bounce and I'll be like, meh.
Meh.
He never said otherwise.
Yeah, true. True.
That was one of, so my ex, probably the maddest he's ever got at me. So my first love was this, he wasn't the best.
No.
Wasn't the
best. I don't even know him, but I know.
And treated me just like crap. The difference is he never, never claimed to be
anything no. more than what he was.
I knew exactly what I was getting myself into. Yeah. Even my mom was like, Taryn, I know something's going on. And I'd be like, no, it's not. And she's like, he's the worst. Don't. So anyways, me and my ex got together. He was the opposite. Like, claimed to be all these things.
All talk.
On the outside was just this amazing person. I'm not trying to like rag on him. Like,
oh, we're not?
No.
Oops.
But we got in a fight. And I looked at him and I was like, you are worse than, and I said this guy's name, which he hated him because I had told him all the stories.
Yeah.
He was like, how dare you? And I was like, at least he didn't claim to be anything else. Like, he treated me like crap, but I knew he was a butthole.
But like, he said from day one, I'm going to treat you like crap.
Never. I was like, you are supposed to be my boyfriend. Like, you're supposed to treat me nice. Like, you're supposed to be all these things you are, and you are treating me like this. He was so, like, that was one of those, like, freaking daggers, you know? He was like, how dare you? And I was like, I walked away. I was like, good one, Taryn. That was brilliant. Anyways. What are we talking about? Okay.
That's a good question.
After we already said that. And I know what you might be thinking. Like, I was being too clingy or I showed it too much towards him. But I made sure not to be obsessive this time because I used to get like that. And that was one of my biggest problems in that first relationship I mentioned. This time, I would wait for him to text me. If he wanted to just chill at home, I gave him space. Whatever. He started dating someone new a few months ago, and they're still together. Now, I'm not really hung up on him anymore, but my issue is that this time it kind of broke me. I'm completely discouraged from dating now. I can't seem to find anyone I like anymore, no matter how many dates I go on, but I want a relationship so badly. I know I could be much happier with a companion, someone to get excited about again. I know I can be alone and still be happy because I've been doing it for 7 years now. I even live alone. But I can't seem to get over this hump of opening back up again. I built walls that I didn't even know I built. How can I open up again? What would your advice be? I appreciate you both. Thank you, Amber.
Amber.
Amber, didn't like some of the stuff you just said.
Oh.
I'm going to get Mama Bear for a second.
Yeah, go for it. Go for it.
I think that you have equated these dip holes.
Yes.
Did I just make up a word?
Yeah, but I like it.
And how they treated you to be a reflection that you did something mm-hmm. to deserve that treatment.
Yeah, it seems almost like she's putting her value in these assholes.
Like her straight up saying, and I know what you're thinking.
No.
You don't know what I'm thinking, because what I'm thinking is, wow, what a jerk. Like, thank God, like, that side of him came out and you got out of there.
Mm-hmm.
But what she thinks we're thinking is, don't worry, I was not too obsessive. Don't worry, I waited till he texted me. Don't worry, I left him alone if he needed. I'm sorry, what? Like,
yeah.
No. And I want to make this clear. You have got to take a second and step back. And you have got to take like some time to get reacquainted with your worth.
Yeah.
Because honey, that is not that is not it.
Nope.
You are a, I don't even have to know you to say this. Yeah. You are a beautiful human being who deserves what you deserve. You deserve the world. You do not deserve to be treated like you are an inconvenience to someone. I'm sorry, what? Like,
yeah.
No. And I hate the fact that we, and I've been guilty of this. I've yelled at you before about this.
Yeah.
That we feel like we have to play this game to intrigue guys for long enough to trick them into being with us in hopes that they won't leave. Like, what?
Yeah.
If I want to text you, I'm going to text you. If I'm bothering you, then bye. Like,
yeah.
It gets me so heated because you see that she, like, you truly, Amber, feel like there's something wrong with you and that's why you're single. And it just... I want to punch everyone.
Yeah. I went through a really weird time in my like mid-20s where Taryn was there for all of it, where I took everything very personal.
Yeah.
Like anytime a guy like ghosted or something was off or like it didn't work out, it was all very much like I did something wrong.
Yeah.
And now that I am the ripe old age of 31 and have all this wisdom.
Yeah.
I really have learned that with dating, I have to set my like emotions aside and almost it feels more, especially in the beginning, it feels like a game. It's an are we compatible game.
Mm-hmm.
And the way to come out of this okay is to be the most organic and natural version of yourself right off the bat.
Unapologetic.
Right off the bat. Because this whole like, oh, what is he into? Okay, I'll be into that too. That's only going to pin you into a corner where he's, and also it's not fair because he's going to think he's dating one person and you can't surprise. That's not, I hate that stuff actually. So,
and how tiring, like that's to exhausting. Just be a different person in hopes that like they don't figure it out and like you don't let it slip. That
and being a different person sounds so dramatic and big, but even if it's something little that you just kind of fake when you're around them,
mm-hmm.
that's not okay. Because one, that's telling them that you're someone else. And two, that's not who you are.
Yeah.
So if you're actually looking for someone, which it sounds like you are, then you have to go into this with like, this is me. And I mean right off the bat. Like just, you can have serious conversations while joking.
Yeah.
where they get to know you at your core. And hopefully if you're being you at your core, that'll allow them to be at their core. And it only takes 3 dates before you realize they're an asshole, you know?
Yeah.
Or it only takes one night of a good conversation to be like, we'll never work out, but like, good luck to you. Like, I hope you have a good life.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't have to be this very dramatic emotional thing where it's always your fault or, you know, whatever. It can just, it's a game. And 90% of the time, you're not going to match with everyone.
Yeah.
You're only going to match with like one person.
Just
you know?
Like you're not going to be interested in anyone.
Yeah.
And let me say this sentence, and I want you to hear me, Amber. Anyone in your life that makes you feel like you have to dim yourself mm-hmm. for them to shine is not meant to be in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking friends. I'm talking like any type of relationship. Someone who deserves your time and your energy is someone who feeds into you and who makes you feel like a better version of yourself and who celebrates your success, who celebrates who you are, and who looks forward to your like quirky texts, yes, or you wanting to just like hang out with them, whatever it is. You should not have to like hide parts of yourself, mm-hmm, for someone else to love you.
Yeah.
And I think honestly, what could be the reason for you being single is you've lost who you are and you've lost your like spark and confidence that makes you who you are because you're trying to just be whoever you think everyone else, yeah, wants you to be. And what truly is the sexiest thing is confidence, yeah, is you walking to a room and being like, I am who I am and you can take it or leave it. Like, yeah, people are attracted to that. Mm-hmm. So I think, yes, you've been single. Yes, you feel like, oh, I've done this long enough. But I think you need to like reshape how you're thinking. And I think you need to like fall in love with yourself and figure out who you are and then go into dating being like, hey, nice to meet you. Like, let's feel this out. And maybe I don't want you. Maybe like, yeah, you don't fit with me. It shouldn't be like, oh, I'm just not, I can't find anyone. Like,
yeah,
you need to figure out what you want and who you are before you can find someone to like partner with for life. You, mm-hmm, know what I mean?
No, 100%. Taryn. Ooh,
I'm
Taryn.
Fired up.
Pop off.
I'm fired up. Because I've felt that before. And I've watched you go through that where, mm-hmm, I'm like, why are you dimming yourself?
Exactly.
Like,
exactly,
that's not fair. Like, mm-hmm, you need someone who's like, dang, like she's a catch and like I need to step up my game to like keep up with her.
Yeah.
Not the other way around.
At a certain point, and you know, we've grown so much, but I'll go ahead and share the story. There was a guy that I was talking to and it was one of those situations where for whatever reason, I was infatuated. I was infatuated. And it was very clear from the very beginning that I made more money than him.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a bag obsession and I wouldn't wear some of my favorite bags that I would anyone else I would wear. If I'm going out on the first date, I always try to look my best. And that includes like one of my favorite bags. Like it's not a first date outfit unless I have like one of my favorite bags that like goes with it. You get it.
How mad was I on a scale of 1 to 10 when you told me this?
I wouldn't wear my bags around him because I thought it would make him feel uncomfortable. And I eventually told Taryn this and she almost hit me. No, I'm just kidding.
Out of love.
We had a very long conversation about it because I knew, I'm not dumb. I knew it was unhealthy and I knew it was pointless and I knew it wasn't going to work out between us. But something in me was like, ooh, like he might make a remark. I don't even want to go there. I'm not going to wear it. When I love my bags.
But
part of who I shouldn't have, yeah, to hide that. And that's something I know, but it's weird when you're like in it and it everything gets cloudy and it's just one of those things.
Yeah.
Point of the story, get yourself a Taryn to smack you when you need to be smacked.
You have me. I have been yelling at you out of love. But this is just something I just hate. I hate when people have to go through life, and I know because I've gone through it. Like, I've dealt with this. Like, I've been, you know, in relationships or friendships or whatever where I felt like I was not enough and I was hanging on for dear life. And, like, mm-hmm, nobody deserves that. And I just feel like life is too short for that. And I think that's why a lot of people end up getting married and then getting divorced because they're trying so hard to cling to the relationship and, mm-hmm, feeling included and whatever.
It's almost like a pride thing.
Yeah, and then it's like
they want to look happy or, yeah, yeah, they want to make
like,
it work.
Do you know, do they know you? Like, yeah, do they appreciate you? Because at the end of the day, like, someday you're going to get old and wrinkly and you're going to just sit on the couch with each other. Like,
yeah. Do you want to watch this person floss? Every night?
Yeah.
For the rest of forever.
Or do you want to sit there and be like, I can't talk to you because I don't even know what my own opinion is.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah.
Amber.
Girl. Amber.
We are restructuring. You need to dip back into those previous guys and feel out for like what damage is still there and process that. Talk to friends. Talk to people. find your foundation again, get back on your feet, mm-hmm. remember who you are, and then walk into that next date like so confidently yeah. as like, no, this is not a test for am I good enough for you? This mm-hmm. is a test for are you good enough for me?
Yeah. And again, and that's it. And again, I think at the top of this email, you said something along the lines of guys not being interested in you taking that personally, but it really is a flip in perspective. Mm-hmm. That is you not wasting, like, that's an answer. Mm-hmm. That's not your person.
Yeah.
And it should be a good thing when you realize that. Like, you shouldn't, it's hard. I know it's hard late, like, once you start getting feelings involved, but especially in the beginning in dating, if it's not your person, it's good that it's clear
yeah.
and obvious, because you can walk away and go, that's not my guy, you know, yeah. or that's not my girl, or that's not my who I'm meant to be with. That's an answer for you to put in your pocket. Mm-hmm. Every date I've ever been on, I've learned something about myself.
Yeah.
And I've learned something that I want in my future person.
Or it's terrible, and then it's such a funny yeah. like story you can like laugh about with your friends.
Exactly. Yeah. And you can be like, listen, I don't know who my guy is, but he can never be like this one specific guy that I went on a date. It's just like, it's a learning thing. Yeah. And it should be, you should enter into it with that mindset.
Yeah.
Like, you're here to learn.
Yeah.
Be your true organic self. And if it's not your person, take whatever you learned from that and put it into like future dating.
Yeah. It's funny how everything's personal. Like, all, like, I get so offended if like I connected with someone, say like on Bumble, we're messaging, and then I go to like check if he responded and they're not there, because I'm mm-hmm. like, you just like intentionally unmatched me. But I do that all the time. Like, all the time.
Yeah.
Or like, I'll be like so offended if someone doesn't match with me. But like, when I'm swiping, I swipe no. Like, maybe in a session of swiping, I swipe yes to like one person.
Yeah.
I swipe no to pretty much everyone.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why am I offended? Like, you have to take a step back.
It's not
and be
personal.
Like, it's not personal.
It's not personal. It's business.
It's business.
Yeah.
With emotions.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I hope, Amber, that you feel like loved and supported, and you feel freaking fired up to
yes.
like, let's restart this. Mm-hmm. Let's restart. New year, new you. Go get it.
Are we there yet?
Go get him, Tiger.
Oh my God, we're already towards the coming up on a new year.
I know, it's
wow.
crazy. It's getting close.
Wow. This was a good one.
Yeah.
This was a good one.
I haven't gotten fired up in a while.
Fired up. Are we going to wrap it up with a dad joke, Taryn?
Yes, we are.
As per usual.
Yep. If two vegans get in an argument, is it still considered a beef?
It's a tofurkey.
We're in a tofurkey.
Guys, thank you so much for making it to the end of the podcast and getting all the way to the dad joke. If you did, we love you the mostest. Follow us on all our socials. Taryn has an Instagram. I have an Instagram.
Yes.
What's yours, Taryn? Taryn Renee. Mine's Ash Nicole. We have Unsolicited Advice Pod. Follow us there. And yeah, if you guys have any stories you want to share with us and get our unsolicited advice on, then please go ahead, write us. We want it. And we'll talk to you guys in the next episode.
Yes.
Bye.
Love you, bye.